if you can dream it, you can do it. And that's a quote that I tell my kids, and I've told my kids over and over.
Sandy Hale loves passing that Walt Disney quote along to budding entrepreneurs. In this case, the Fidelity Investments consultant is offering advice to a dozen and a half, mostly MacArthur High students enrolled in Biz Camp.
If they have a great product, that's a very important part of the puzzle, but then they have to deliver a great customer experience time and time again.
Students here certainly have their ideas. 15-year-old Lamisa Abedin and her two teammates like their business bib, designed to look better than a square paper smock stuck under your chin.
That way your outfit isn't ruined, the $300 shirt you're wearing, and your clothes are protective, and it makes you classy, covered, and confident at the same time.
They may have the slogan, but Abedin doesn't have a biz bib designed yet. Coming up with one is part of this business camp training, says Karen Azil. She's a program director with the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship. The 25-year-old organization helps run this summer school, which is in Texas for the first time.
Most of our students have a profound interest in starting something at some point in their future, but really don't know how to go about it. They're interested in business, but may not have actually thought about, what's my opportunity?
Azel says the intensive two-week camp teaches business basics like research, pricing, and profit. But Adelia Jones, who heads MacArthur High's Career and Technology Department, says entrepreneurs are also different.
A lot of those students think outside the box, don't fit the rules the way that a business would fit a rule. So it's an interesting marriage between a very creative, thinking outside the box kind of student with a program that allows them the opportunity to be as creative as they want to be.
And they've created business ideas, like a custom car service to get students home from after-school activities when parents can't, or an electronic student ID that can track you anywhere, like a GPS-enabled smartphone. Sister and brother Alicia and Daniel Hamid say their product will enhance academic compliance and school security.
We have students in our class that will be present for a lecture, and then when it's time to turn the assignment in, they'll say, "I'm sorry, I was absent." This way, we can know exactly who was there, when were they there, were they present, and then why didn't they turn it in.
Well, in offices, they have this when you, as soon as you get to work, you pop in your card and it like tells what time you clocked in. So it's already in places, but just not in school. So.
That may not exactly be true, and there might be other worries, like unleashing Big Brother. But researching the idea is also part of BizCamp. This Friday, all 9 student teams will pitch their plans to a panel of education and private sector judges. They'll compete for product seed money, where the top prize is $750 and a shot at next spring's Dallas Regional Competition. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.